You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset today. I hope everybody had a great week. Whew. I had a busy week. My week was super busy. I felt like I was only off. Well, I was off like Sunday and Saturday of last week. And it definitely low-key kind of wore me out. Like, I enjoy having my weekends off sometimes, but I really do enjoy having my, like, weekdays. That way I'm not trying to rush everything. People are already at work. It's not as busy. But I will say this. Me moving, this move to Atlanta has definitely been a transition. It's definitely an adjustment. It's definitely not as easy as I thought it was going to be. It's just a whole lot of people here. Like, it's just a whole lot of people. Like, I couldn't imagine. It's just so many people. And I'm just like, duh, you know. But then again, I'm still just like, okay, it's a whole lot of people. And it's like, you can go anywhere and it's still busy. Like, me and Terrell tried to go to the bowling alley and it was still like super packed. And this was like on a Sunday night. And I was like, why aren't people like at home? But then again, I'm like, okay, it's just so many people. But definitely adjustment. I am people. Well, people were asking me to talk about, you know, just my transition and from me moving here. Everything's going well for the most part. Still, like I said, still just getting adjusted. Like, it took me low key when we moved to Murfreesboro. I didn't realize it took me like a long time to really kind of get adjusted there too, and I didn't really realize it. Here, it's actually moving fairly quickly. While I'm getting myself there. My biggest struggle, I just now found somebody to do my nails, so that was a struggle for me. Found somebody to do my hair, that was good. So still just little things like that. That's adjustments to me, so I can get back to myself. I actually started working on a new trainer last week, which he's really, really good. He's definitely hard, but that's going pretty well too. But just wanted to fill you guys in. I hope everybody, how did everybody do on their fast last week, or just the challenges that we talked about last week? Me, my fast, I was tripping on mine. Like, my struggle, like, with me working out, like, my metabolism has gotten extremely high. My struggle is food. Like, I've really been struggling. And then it's like also too as well, I struggle with having my little nightly beverage of choice after like a long day at work. Like, I'd be like, I need to wind down. So I definitely drank alcohol like twice last week, so I'm going to start over. So definitely if you basically dropped the ball on your fast, on your challenges, just start over the next day. And just, but it's crazy because I'm realizing that I have to really, well, in that area, when it comes to food and giving up stuff, I really have to work on, really have to work on discipline, which that's what the fast are for. So fast are definitely important. Praying and fasting definitely bring you closer to God. I'm definitely gonna start mine over. But actually, I really did only feel like 2 days, but honestly, I just forgot. And plus, I think I was like meeting for Battle of the Barnes live show that's coming up too as well with Terrell, so that was just like my thing for my sense of self. But I guess I'll also talk about that too with you guys. Battle of the Barnes live show, we're going to be having another one in Nashville. The date is going to be April 13th. We just announced the date. Tickets are going to go on sale January 25th. Definitely going to be a way better show than the last one. But, you know, that's one thing I'm blessed about too as well, because we've legit got better and better each time. Our show continues to get better. We continue to come up with new ideas. So that's pretty solid within itself, and that's something I'm definitely thankful for. But anywho, on to the show. You know, in the past, for the show, like the past year and a half or however long I've been doing this, a year and a few months, you know, we've talked about, well, we've felt unappreciated. We've talked about how, you know, we've allowed people to take advantage of us in a few episodes. I think that 2019, I really want to, for us, to really focus on being more selfish. I think that's going to play a major part in our success. In 2019, And I think let's talk about that, because when people hear, you know, we hear about how we're supposed to give to others and serve others and, you know, serve God, which is very important. But I think that it comes to a place, I think you come to a place in your life where you have to legit, like, be more selfless and take what's yours and put yourself first. And I think that's something that I failed to do so many times. And I think something we all fail to do, especially too, as women. But it's like this year, I just really want us to just, everything that we want, everything that we're focused on, I think that that needs to be our first priority. Because I think that we've taken up, well, me, myself, I can't speak for everybody, but I do speak for some people on here too, because you do listen. But I think that we've really spent all of our time supporting other people's stuff and focusing on, hey, I want to support this person, or hey, I want to make sure, you know, I buy this t-shirt somebody's selling, or hey, this person wrote a book, I want to make sure I read that book, which is a great thing, which is fantastic. Like, you should do that. We should support people, especially people who's close to us. But me, you know, I like to support anybody that I know who's doing anything to better themselves anyway. But I think 2019 is really a time where we should be selfish and focus on ourself more. I think when you allow yourself to focus on you more, I think that allows you to protect yourself. Because another thing too that I want to get into in 2019, the motto for me 2019 is match my energy. Because we've been through this before. We support people 100%. We feel like we're not getting the same support. Now we're past the part that we don't really care about, you know. Well, me, I can speak for myself. And now I'm past the part of, you know, who's not supporting me. Because there's been so many times in my life where I've focused on the people who didn't support me, who wasn't there for me, who wasn't there to uplift me when I needed them to. I focused on that too much. And then I allowed myself to go to a certain mental state where, you know, I felt like I allowed some people to affect my emotions by not supporting me, the people closest to me. And I think that's hurtful, because we expect people who are close to us to support anything that we do because we may support them. But it's just not the case at times. So like 2019, I really think that it should be, we all should focus on matching energy. Let's go into that. So for example, you know, you ever just be so excited about a project that you've got coming up, you know, you're so excited about it, you want to tell somebody about it, you know, somebody who you're expecting to, well, let me start over. So, you know, say you've got somebody who always reaches out to you every single time, you know, something good happens for them, and you're always there, you're their backbone, you're their number one support system, you're asking questions, you know, you're excited for them, you know, you're listening. But, you know, when you reach out to them about a project that you've got, about something that you've got shaking, and they're not as excited, they're not asking questions, they're not trying to help you get better, they're not basically not caring about what you have to say or about what you got going on, that's not balanced. And I'm not saying that it should be. Well, actually, I am saying that it should be. If it's somebody, you know, if match my energy 2019, it should be balanced. It should be how things go. I'm not saying that. And that's one thing I've learned too as well. I don't, and this is something that I got past. I've got past this. I don't expect everybody to support me. And honestly, I don't want you to. You know, with this, It's a Mindset, I don't want you guys to listen to It's a Mindset just because I'm doing it. I want you to listen to It's a Mindset because you're getting something out of it. It's something that you like to listen to. It's something that, you know, you feel like you're growing from. And I want that with anybody, whether you're close to me or not. You know, I don't want you to waste time on something that's not for you. And I get that 100%. But I still feel like, you know, you should always support people who support you in an aspect of just helping them grow. Like, for an example, you know, It's a Mindset. If you say, you know, hey, you know, if I'm, you know, if you're not into podcasts, and I'm like, hey, you know, I got this podcast show, you know, if you're not into podcasts, you're just not into podcasts, and there's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, if I call you, and if you call a friend and you're telling a friend, hey, I'm about to start this new show, woo, 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 it shouldn't be a, oh, okay. But, you know, them expect you to support them 100%, or you to be super excited when they do something new. That 2019, that's stopping. that's out the window in 2019, because we all know good and well we have those people around us, that we have those people who, you know, who are a big part of our lives who do the exact very thing. And I think that's dead. And another way, well, I want to talk about just some ways to be more selfish. One way how I'm going to be more selfish is claiming my time back. Everybody, if you know me, everybody knows me that my time is early mornings. Like that whole 6 a.m. to like 8 is like my time. Like that's my meditation time. That's where I can listen to my podcast and get caught up. That's where I can listen to my sermons, listen to any of my inspirational videos, like reclaiming that time back. And also too, if you have time where you've allowed other people to have that keeps you away from getting things done that you want to get done, or things that you want to focus on, or stuff that's interfering with your designated, you know, me time, got to claim that time back. That's definitely a way that you can be more selfish. Another way that I choose to be more selfish is telling people no. Telling people no on a lot of aspects, whether if it's borrowing money, that's not going to happen because I'm trying to fund my own business. Whether it's, you know, asking me to do certain things, and like, you know what, I'm blessed. One thing I've had to be more selfish on, I've got so many people who's constantly asking me to do projects or to do work with them. And it's stuff that I'm really interested in doing, and it's stuff that I really want to do. But I had to learn the power of no, that I can't do everything. So just really 2019, just telling people no. Even if it's something you want to do, but just got to think about your time and you can't load yourself, because it's not good for your mental health, and it's not good for your physical health either if you're just running around everywhere. I'm just completely just focusing on myself, focusing on my mental health, me doing counseling, focus on my physical health, being a trainer, eating right. 2019 is just going to be all about you. All about you 100%, nobody else. You putting yourself first, just being more selfish, and just also too, just matching the same energy that other people have. From here on out, that's just what I'm about. So sorry, not sorry. And that's not something that you should apologize for when you're being more selfish, when you sacrifice so much for so many other people. It's time. Eventually you have to just claim your own time back and just understand that you have to focus on you to get to where you want to be. And when I talk about matching energy, I'm not saying be petty. Like if somebody tells you something, they want you to be happy for them, don't text back. I'm just saying match the same energy. And the energy that you have, you know, because me, y'all know me, I'm the first person to support anybody when it comes to anything, because that's what I love. I love people wanting to do new things. I love people who want to do anything to better themselves. Me, I'm going to support you 100%. That's just me. But also too, I'm also going to support the people who support me as well, you know, who I don't have to, you know, who I don't have to beg to listen to my shows, or somebody who I don't have to beg to ask what's going on and stuff like that. Because like I said, that's dead. But there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with you matching energy in 2019. That's protecting your peace. The energy that you get, that you've given to other people, give to yourself. That's you indeed being more selfish, and you focus on what you have going on. That was just something that just kind of popped in my head, over the weekend. Just me just taking time, just understanding where my time's going, and you know, where my focus is and where my focus has been. That's just something I'm just working on, protecting my peace and protecting myself from here on out. Not even just about 2019, but just my life period. Protecting my peace and protecting myself for things that I want, and protecting my energy because it's been gone to the wrong places, and to the wrong people. And sometimes it's not really sad to say, it's just life at times. And I think that's something you have to realize that before you allow yourself to go crazy. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in. That's just where we're at for this Monday. Quick little inspiration, I guess, or just kind of where my mind is. Let's keep focused on this fasting, focusing on just prayer, and you know, something. Okay, like we said too, and I'm gonna make this declaration because it's something I need to be focused on, like we said too, tithes. I think God's really laid that on my heart for us to be paying tithes, our 10%. And I have to address this too. You know, some people, especially with all the stuff that's been going on with like these pastors and stuff like that, people want to talk about tithes and they don't know where the money's going and all that stuff. I have to make this known because I'm gonna talk about this on Battle of the Barns too as well. What tithes is your responsibility. What people do with it, I mean, that has nothing to do with you. It's still your responsibility between you and God at the end of the day, not what anybody else got going on. That's the only thing that you can worry about. So I just wanted to put that out there. But let's really focus on that because I think that God has so many blessings to give to us. But I think we have to do our part and we have to be obedient in that area first. So that's a big thing. I just wanted to make that out there and just saying that that's something I've gotten better with consistently. As going back on a draft, that's something I want to make a point to you guys too as well, because I think that's just where we're at, and I think we're all on the same page with certain things. So I wonder, that might have blessed somebody. So thank you guys for tuning in. It's a mindset.